remember tonight, and not just tonight, but also over the next few days, there will be no T-Mills best bet. No bets. He said no sports going on that he cares about.
We all needed a break.
No sports going on. He didn't want to jump on the NBA Summer League, WNBA games.
Correct.
The Home Run Derby. The All-Star Game. I mean, we could have done it. We could have got to Friday. We could have Home Run Derby'd it tonight.
You know,
we could All-Star Game'd it.
It's probably a good idea. The other way is clearly, it's clearly cooled off a bit.
I just think this is a good opportunity for us to all take a break and reevaluate, gather ourselves, and get ready for the second half of baseball.
You know, Benda took a break.
We never got started, man.
I know. I'm trying to tell you to take one.
I ain't got no quit in me.
Yeah. No, just get some break in you, though. he was in the red all 5 days last week. Why he's saying this is a good time to break. Was in the red all 5 days last week. Multiple 2-for-5s in there. And then he really hit the dismount well. I mean, like Kerry Strug in 96, landed at 1 foot, 0-for-5 to finish off Friday.
King Ding-a-ling in there. The 2-for-5s aren't too painful, right, T? I mean, the 2-for-5s, they get you a little juice in one bet, depending on how you.
He had a push in there, too. There was a couple of those.
You can weather that storm. Boy, that Friday, boy, came a.
But is it harder to weather, though, when it's been in the red? Most of, like.
Yeah, but there's a difference in when you go 0-for-5, you've lost all of it and juice. When you go 2-for-3, all you're really paying is one bet. I'm sorry, 2-for-5, you're 2 and 3. So you won 2, lost 3. You're really only losing one bet. Yeah, that's a storm we can weather. Whew. 0-for-5, 1-for-4. Ooh, those are rough nights.
Or when those 2-for-5 nights stack up on you, which they did.
Real quick, I do want to get to the injuries. If you know, don't look. The Tampa Bay Rays, what we just saw, the Lakers, they sold for $10 billion, the most we've ever seen. We've seen teams sell here recently. I think the Celtics sold for $6 or something. The Tampa Bay Rays owner, Stu Steinberg, has agreed in principle to sell the team to a Florida-based developer. How much do you think that they are selling the Tampa Bay Rays?
What was the price tag for that most expensive one?
$10 billion the Lakers just went for.
Oh, they can't even get nobody to go to a game in Tampa, right? They ain't got a home stadium.
The
roof got blown off the tent.
They've been trying to get a new stadium for a while now.
Oh, I mean,
850 mil.
You're serious? You don't think they got to a billion?
I had this feeling they didn't eclipse that B mark.
They got to get to a billion. Just the revenue sharing, right?
Look, you're flinching. No, you're thinking.
I'll go
1.3. 1.3? And you're at where? Final answer?
850 mil.
850 mil. No, they are at 1.77 billion is what he has agreed to sell the franchise.
That was about a million off. $2 million.
He bought it for $200 million in 2004.
He made a little money.
Made a little bit.
1.7. Unless they bled him for. That's got like years.
Maybe the A's. Probably not the A's now because they're going to Vegas. Like that. Like who's lower? 1.7 billion. Good God.
Yeah,
man.
The Vegas thing helps the A's out tremendously there.
Yeah, the A's are the only team that would have been lower because you look at the other bad teams. Like, I mean, Colorado, hell, they're making money every night.
Yeah, but it's just where you are, your stadium, and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot going on down in Tampa, I guess.
Got blown off there.
Well, hell, they got them in St. Pete, which is
not a bad place, bro.
It's not bad, but it's far away.
It pales in comparison to the other places.
Yeah.
Right outside of Tampa.
Yeah.
You pull it off.
Yeah. I hope they get a new stadium there. They're playing in that $9,000 seat spot they've been playing in AAA, selling that sucker out, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, are they getting good attendance?
I mean, they're getting 9. They get 9-11. They're playing in the Yankees minor league, or I mean, in their spring training facility.
It was probably an upgrade from that old tent they were playing in before, isn't it? The Yankees minor league
that
facility?
Tropicana Field, yeah,
that, or spring training facilities.
The Thunderdome.
Oh my God!
That became, I think, the site for WWE during the pandemic. Is what Tropicana Field became for them. She did all their shows there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Good for them.
I'll be damned.
Yep. $200 billion at 1.7. All right. Here is as we get going here. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will discuss C.J. Stroud not being in that top 10 as an honorable mention, and of course, Area 45. They are back in action tonight. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago. At 7 o'clock, stay tuned for that. Jeremy Pena has spoken out himself. So
it's
this feels much better about his injury when you hear it from himself,
no,
Jeremy.
I don't know if he feels better about the injury or if he just feels like this is a step he's got to take being an Astro. I think Scott Boras probably called and said, hey, man, give your own injury update.
Let me change it up. I feel better to hear it from Jeremy himself. Jeremy, well, let's first hear Dana Brown. This is what he had to say about Jeremy Pena yesterday before the Astros game. He was on with the Astros flagship, and he said Jeremy Pena could return for the Seattle series after the All-Star break. Said that that's a little early, but Pena isn't too far off. That's what he was asked, if he would return after the All-Star break. Jeremy Pena today said himself he has done some light hitting, light fielding, and light running, and was asked about a return timeline. He said, I don't have any idea yet, but we're moving in the right direction. I'm very happy with the progress we're making, so we'll see what happens.
From the horse's mouth, baby.
But not just that. They were around the same page. Him and Dana seemed like they had talked to each other first.
To be fair, I would have been on the same page because I looked up at 2 o'clock when we started the show and he was literally on Space City Home Network.
Doing some stuff.
Infielding, taking ground balls, throwing it across the diamond, running across the outfield. I mean, he was actually doing some baseball things, so... I think Dana Brown must be watching Space City.
I hope to God he's doing more than just watching Space City. that would be my hope, that he's doing more than watching Space City. So but it is good. He's doing some light hitting more than some of his teammates. Light fielding, light running, we'll see if he's back. The Seattle. So he's got another week off. He will be in Atlanta for the festivities, but not playing. So hopefully Friday he is back in the lineup with that rib issue. Other injuries, Clint. Dana Brown said of Jake Meyers that Jake will miss at the very minimum 3+ weeks with his right calf strain. So that's Jake. I would assume it feels like that situation got worse than it initially was. I don't know who rushed him back. It feels like a rush back because now let's call it 4 weeks, folks. At least it'll be 4 weeks at least with Jake. And anything less, I'm going to be nervous and think they've rushed him back, especially the way he was walking off. And then the big one, Yordan Alvarez, according to Dana Brown, will be reevaluated on Thursday, as he said on the Astros flagship. Once that's over, the doctor could potentially clear him to start swinging the bat, is what Dana told the Astros flagship. So that
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Kinda. That is the latest with those three big guys, those three big injuries that the Astros have. And I know for you, you said the Yordan one is a real kind of a weird, odd situation on in terms of his return.
Well, I think it would be completely understood if Yordan Alvarez and his representation said we're not listening to what the Astros doctors or trainers are saying.
Well, Clint, it should be three strikes and you're out.
No, I'm not blaming. I wouldn't blame him for anything. There's a real possibility that your Don and his diva tendencies are part of kind of the frustration with does it hurt or does it not hurt? I mean, is there a problem or is there not a problem? You know, now then you've got the real injury of like how significant is it? Can he play through it? Does that have to be completely healed? There's just so many moving parts to what Yordan Alvarez seems to be going through that, man, it's even more of a mystery than these other injuries. Yeah. And where in the hell is Spencer Arrighetti at?
Florida, man. Kicking it.
Gosh dang, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no update there, man. Dana didn't have that one, but hopefully, man, we'll reevaluate it on Thursday. Tyler is standing by his belief that C.J. Stroud will be under center in Los Angeles before Yordan plays again.
Would love to be proven wrong. And the sunlight hurts my actual doctors.
Just can't. He is experiencing zero pain. Got to believe that's not the first time that has been the case that he has experienced zero pain. All right, home run derby tonight. Let's go, O'Neal Cruz. We need you, baby. We need you tonight. Clint's got old Brent Roker for the A's, and Tyler's got
the Big Dumper.
Yeah, the Big Dumper. Great nickname, Mr. Cal Raleigh. That's something we'll be watching tonight. Loser has to host a little drive cookout at their house. I know it. I am too. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Yeah, I don't think ending every bad suggestion with you better be ready on Monday. I mean,
I actually I told that's... him to follow his heart, too.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know where that is. Hey, you know
where
that is.
Follow your heart, not my advice.
Yeah, my heart almost
boy,
almost
if that ain't the damn
dipped
truth,
out to Frenchie's then afterwards. Is with my heart almost. What is going on, crap?
Damn.
I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Fine ass.